It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. We'll start off with the NFL. If you're not sick of the NFL yet, you will be by the end of this week. They had a game that was played on Thursday, of course, the Chiefs over the Chargers. Then they had a game on Saturday where the Colts beat the Patriots. And then Sunday, well, the Giants fell to the Cowboys 21-6. The Texans over the Jaguars 30-16. The Titans lost to the Steelers 19-13. And once again, the Titans went for a win didn't get it at the last second. The Jets fell to the Dolphins 31-24. The Cardinals were pummeled by the Lions 30-12. The Bills over the Panthers 31-14. Bengals defeated the Broncos 15-10. The 49ers over the Falcons 31-13. Packers over the Ravens. Oh, pardon me. This is the game that had the last second. Packers over the Baltimore Ravens once again. I think it's the fourth time this year the Ravens went for the win and they lost 31-30 to the Packers. The Saints beat the Buccaneers 9-0. Horrible night for Tom Brady. Just an absolute horrible night. Now, coming up today, there's two games. But depending on what area you live in, you'll only see one of them at 5 o'clock on the NFL Network. Well, maybe not. Maybe they'll split it up. At 5 o'clock on the NFL Network, the Raiders take on the Browns. And at 8:15, the Vikings take on the Bears. Now, there's another NFL game on Tuesday. And this is the day where, depending on where you live in the country, is what game you'll see. At 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the Seahawks take on the Rams, and Washington will take on the Eagles. I would be willing to bet anybody within the sound of my voice, will get the Washington-Philadelphia game. Just saying. All right, in other big news, how about the Mets? I think they made a wise choice. They're hiring Buck Showalter as their new manager. He's now the fifth person to have managed both the Mets and the Yankees. I think it's a great hire. I think he's going to bring some stability. He's obviously a very good manager. The manager that he replaced, Rojas, went 103-119 in his time there. Showalter, of course, managed the Yankees and the Orioles. He also managed the Rangers, Arizona. He's considered, really, to be one of the top managers in Major League Baseball. He's 65 years old, and he hopes that he can make a run to the postseason. So good for Buck. I like Buck. All right, let's switch to the NBA and see what teams played locally yesterday. None. Let's see if anybody plays local today. Yes, the 76ers will take on the Celtics. Tomorrow, the Knicks take on the Pistons. And on Wednesday, no local teams in action. On Thursday, the Knicks take on the Wizards. That's the way that looks. And also on Thursday, the Nets take on the Trailblazers. And they're just looking at the standing. The Nets are 21-9, a 700 winning percentage. Not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. All right, that puts them at the top of their division. As we move on to hockey, yesterday, no local teams in action. Today, No local teams in action. Tomorrow, the Devils take on the Penguins. On Thursday, still no low action. I don't see here. What's that? Oh, the Islanders take on the Capitals on Thursday. The Islanders don't play till Monday, where they take on the Sabres. And the Rangers play Monday, where they take on the Red Wings. And once again, taking a look at the standings there, the Bruins have moved up to fifth place in their division. They now have a total of 30 points. In the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers have 42 points, 1 point behind the Capitals and the Hurricanes, who have 43 points. And that is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.